Do you think all hope is lost? Does the Word of God really works? Yes, the Word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It is the Word that He used in creating the entire world and everything in it. Sometimes we behave the like centurion, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." Hold on to your faith, my brothers and sisters. In times of adversity, remember God's unfailing love for us. By the end of this message, with the help of God, I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the name of Jesus Christ. So please watch to the very end of this message to receive the blessings of this prayer. It's a love that never wavers, a love that sees us through the darkest of storms. God's love is not dependent on our circumstances, but rather on His unwavering character. It's a love that is unearned and unending. It's a love that declares, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," Hebrews 13 verse 5. Our faith is built on the understanding that God has a divine purpose for each of us. In every trial, seek to discern His purpose, for it often leads to personal growth and spiritual fulfillment. God's purpose is like a hidden treasure, waiting to be discovered. When we trust in His plan, we are acknowledging that He knows what's best for us. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 reminds us that His purpose for us is filled with hope and a future. Through prayer, we connect with God and find strength. When you feel overwhelmed, turn to Him in prayer, for He is your refuge and your strength. Prayer is not just a monologue but a dialogue with the Almighty. It's a way to share your burdens, seek His guidance, and draw close to Him. As we pour out our hearts in prayer, we receive the peace that transcends understanding. Philippians 4 verses 6-7 reassures us that by presenting our requests to God with thanksgiving, His peace will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Patience is a virtue, and God often uses trying times to teach us this important lesson. He has a plan, and it unfolds in His perfect timing. We may not always understand why God's plan includes periods of waiting, but as we trust in His wisdom, we learn to wait with hope. The psalmist reminds us to wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord, Psalm 27 verse 14. God's delays are not denials, they are opportunities for us to grow in patience and trust. Trials may seem insurmountable, but in the darkest moments, God offers hope. Remember the story of Job, who endured unimaginable suffering but ultimately found hope in God's faithfulness. Hope is a powerful force that enables us to endure difficulties and trials. It's the anchor of our soul. Romans 15 verse 13 speaks of a God who fills us with joy, peace, and overflowing hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. When life's challenges come, we can cling to this hope, knowing that God's plan is far greater than our present circumstances. Challenges make us stronger. They build resilience and character. Embrace them as opportunities to become the person God intends you to be. When we face adversity, we have the chance to grow, adapt, and become more like Christ. The Apostle James encourages us to consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds because they produce perseverance and ultimately lead to maturity and completeness. James 1 verses 2-4. In the grand tapestry of life, God is the master weaver. Trust in His sovereignty, even when circumstances seem beyond your control. His plan is perfect, and His ways are higher than our ways. Proverbs 3 verses 5-6 instructs us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts, leaning not on our own understanding but acknowledging Him in all our ways. As we surrender to His divine will, we find peace in knowing that God is in control, working all things together for good for those who love him, Romans 8 verse 28. In times of suffering and heartache, we find God's comfort. He is a God who draws near to the brokenhearted and offers solace to those in distress. The Apostle Paul, who faced numerous trials, declared, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3-4. Our trials become opportunities to experience the depth of God's comfort and, in turn, extend that comfort to others. Brothers and sisters, through these 8 reasons, we find the strength to persevere in our faith. Remember, even in the storm, God's plan is unfolding. Trust in Him and His divine purpose. May His grace guide you through every challenge. For the Bible says, Mark 11 verse 24, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe, so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, created the earth and the heavens and all that is them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all. And for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask of your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done, in word, action, and deeds. Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins, and purify us from all unrighteousness. I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy, every secret agenda the devil and cohort has plotted against me be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said, Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family and children be destroyed. Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life. I am fruitful in my ministry. I am fruitful in my marriage. I am fruitful in my business. I am fruitful in my career. I am fruitful in my job. I am fruitful in my finances. For the Lord give us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. God, save me from people who will not lead me to you. God, save me from desires which are not godly. things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Lord, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore me all the things I have lost, either my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sickness. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am. In Jesus' mighty name, I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too. In the comment section, in the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and to reach more persons all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message to your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all persons will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, you have been born again. Please look for pastor in a Bible-believing church and let him baptize you. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. We believe in the power of prayer. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We will present them before God with others on this YouTube platforms and believers all over the world to pray for you right now. We may not respond to your request in the comments section, but that does not mean We are not praying for you. We are always lifting up your request before God. May grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you, now and forevermore. Amen.